Please have your heart to Karbala. Have your heart to the Sham. Muqam taba Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ahli Muhammad. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيب الله السلام عليك وعلى آل بيتك الطيبين الطاهرين السلام عليك وعلى ولدك المذبوح القريب المطروح على رمال كربلاء عليك مني السلام سيدي May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you my beloved holy prophet and Ahlul Bayt It was in your home that Allah blessed us with guidance and revelation And upon you descends angels day in and day out. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you, my beloved Abba Abdullah, my beloved oppressed Imam. Thy mom was slaughtered by the shores of the Euphrates while his mouth was dry of thirst. Ashura is the most tragic day for all Muslims, in particular the lovers of Ahlul Bayt. The day when 72 brave and faithful men were martyred, the day of great sacrifice, the day Islam was saved from destruction, the day of Ashura, a very sad day, a day full of tragedy. What shall we recite today? Which tragedy shall we remember today? So much suffering, so many dead, so much sacrifice, so much patience. My friends, if we do not cry tonight, when else would we cry? My fellow brothers and sisters, I have need
with the courage nor the heart to recite in details the Shahada of Abu Abdullah. Ya Rasulullah, this is your son's night, Ya Mawlati. Lady Fatima is with us. Please, Sayyidati, Mawlati, Ya Zahra. Do not cry as we remember the tragedy of your son on the plains of Karbala. Ashura came to the land of Karbala. Ali al-Akbar gave the adhan. Everyone prayed Salat al-Fajr. Yazid's men blew the trumpets to start the battle. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The battle began one by one. Hussein's friends and companions went to the battlefield and gave their lives for Islam. By the whole time, all the friends and companions were martyred. Imam Hussein called out, "Is there anyone to answer the call to make us victorious? Hal min nasirin yansurana? Hal min mu'inin yu'inana? Hal min da'abin yadubu an haram Rasulillah?" No one answered Imam al-Hussein's last call, but Imam al-Hussein heard the sound of crying coming from his camp. Imam al-Hussein turned around and returned to his tent. Zainab, what a name, always occurs on the day of Ashura. Zainab, your brother is still alive. Why are you crying? Akhi ya Hussein, my brother Imam Hussein. When you call out, is there anyone to help me? Ali ibn Asghar cried from his cradle. Ali ibn Akbar Asghar, as he is noticing that his father Abu Abdullah is alone, Imam al-Hussein went to Abab. Ali ibn Asghar was on her lap. Imam al-Hussein picked up baby Ali al-Aslam and whispered in his ear, "Ali al-Aslam, stop crying." He looked up at his father and smiled. "Oh, Waladi, my son Ali al-Aslam, do you want to come to the battlefield with me? Aslam, do you want to show your strength on the battlefield? Come with me, let us go, my little mujahid, my little soldier Aslam." Imam al-Hussein carried Ali al-Asghar to the battlefield. It was very hot. Ali al-Asghar was thirsty. Imam al-Hussein covered baby Ali al-Asghar with his cloak to protect him from the scorching sun. Yazid is man. Imam al-Hussein approaching with someone something in his hand. Imam al-Hussein walked to Yazidi's soldiers by moving his abaya. He uncovered al-tufl al-radi'i Ali al-Asghar. He held Ali al-Asghar high with both hands and he said, "Oh, soldiers of Yazid, if you feel I have offended you, Allah has this little child dried up. He has no hand, a drop of water for 3 days. He is dying of thirst. I beg you to give water to this innocent child. Now one of Yazid's soldiers brought any water for Ali al-Aswar. Maybe you think that when you bring water for this child, I will drink it too. I will put this little child on the ground. You can come and give him water yourself. Imam Hussein placed Ali al-Aswar on the burning sands of Karbala. Ali al-Aswar lay quietly on the hard sand of Karbala. He turned his head and stared at Yazid's men. No water came for Ali al-Aswar. Imam al-Hussein picked up Ali al-Aswar. Bunay Ali, my son Ali al-Aswar, my darling, you are too young to fight with a sword or a spear. My little mujahid, my little soldier, you are a grandson of Ali, Amir al-Mu'mineen. Ali al-Aswar, fight your jihad with your tongue. Little Aswar stuck his dry tongue out and moved it over his dry lip. Looking towards Yazid's man, he fought jihad with his tongue. It hit the heart of Yazid's soldiers who had children of their own. They became restless, some started crying, they spoke amongst themselves. Imam Hussein is saying the truth. What has this child done to us? Why is he pushed like this? Let us give him some water. Umar bin Saad got worried. The little soldier fight was very effective. Little Ali al-Aswar was fighting jihad his way. Umar ibn Sa'd ordered the best archer, Harmala. La'natullahi alayka ya Harmala. What are you waiting for? Silence the little child. Do you know he is a grandson of Ali? Hurry, shoot your arrow before it's too late. Harmala aimed an arrow at Ali al-Aswar, a small arrow for a little child. No, an arrow not with one head, not with two heads, but three. Why an arrow with three heads for such a small child? An arrow with three sharp heads flew across the desert of Karbala. It was heading for Ali al-Aswar. Imam Hussein saw the arrow coming. He covered Ali al-Aswar with his arms. The arrow went through Imam Hussein's arms and lodged in the tiny neck of Ali al-Aswar. Died instantly. A sound came from the sky. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الكرام حسين تنريب بيرو فم علي الأصغر سايمناك بشخص عوكم علي الأصغر زناك وأشغل مر حسين دونه وأشغل مر حسين دونه Imam Hussein started walking toward the stands. He saw Ali ibn al-Aswar's mother Rabab stand standing by his stand, a mother anxiously waiting for her baby. Imam Hussein thought, how can I face Umm Rabab? What shall I tell her? How can I tell her that your baby has been martyred without water? ماذا أفعل بطفلي? He finally reached the tent where Rabab was standing. Rabab, come and take your Ali bil Aswar. Rabab, your little soldier has died for the sake of Allah. نظرت إلى شرطهم. She saw her baby. Imam Hussein called out, Ya Zainab, Ya Umma Kulthum, O Sukaina, O Rukhaya, peace be upon you all, Hada Akhirul Wada. This is my final farewell before we meet in paradise. The woman came out and surrounded Abu Abdullah Hussein on his horse. One would say, where to? Where to our dear protector? Ila Aina Ya Muhammi. عن حرم رسول الله. Another one would add, where to our hope, Lady Zainab? Asked Hussein, my brother, did you give in to death? He answered, how can the one without any helper left not give in to death? She said, then how can I witness your martyrdom and still care for the women and children? I wish that over such an experience, Imam al-Hussein stepped off his horse and tried to comfort his grieving sister Zainab by hugging her, and then he placed his hand by her heart and asked Allah to give her patience. He noticed his dear daughter Sukaina crying over her head and saying, your cries after me will last for a long time. So do not break my heart now with your tears. The morning will be yours when I move on. Sukaina then asked Imam al-Hussein if he gave in to death, and he answered her with the same words, how can the one without helpers left not give in to death? Then he got back on the horse, but Sukaina asked him to go back to her. When he stepped down, she took his hand and put it on her head. Imam Hussein saying on Christmas what she was doing. My father, after I become an orphan, there will be no one left to rub my head. Imam al-Hussein asked Lady Zainab to take him to the tent of Imam al-Sajjad Zain al-Abidin. Imam al-Sajjad was laying unconscious on his bed, but Lady Zainab shook his shoulders and said, Ya Sajjad, your father has come to see you. Sayyid Sajjad opened his eyes. He saw his father, who was wearing white clothes marked with blood spots. Sajjad, I have come to say, Fi Amal Allah. I am going to the battlefield, Ya Waladi. إنني ذاهب لقدري إنني ذاهب لشهادتي إنني ذاهب لجدي إنني ذاهب لأبي إنني ذاهب لأم الزهراء. أين حبيب؟ أين القاسم؟ أين أخي علي الأكبر؟ أين عم العباس؟ قد قتلوا جميعا يا ولدي، وبقيت أنا وحيدا فريدا في هذه الصحراء. Tears poured from Imam Hussein and Zainab's eyes as Sayyid al-Sajjad inquired about Ali al-Akbar. Sajjad, don't ask me about anyone else, my son. Everyone is dead except for you and me. Sayyid al-Sajjad tried to get up from his bed. He said, Amma ya Zainab, alayya bis-saif, liudafi al-Nabi. Sayyida Zainab, Lady Zainab, Amma Zainab, give me my sword. I will go to the battlefield. I will save my father's life. Fanada al-Hussein, Hussein father, no son Sajjad. You are too sick to fight, son Sajjad. Your jihad is still to come. Imam al-Hussein continued, Waladi ya Sajjad, you will have a lot of work to do after my death. You will face lots of hardship and suffering. My son Sajjad, stay on the true path. Son Sajjad, do not be afraid to fight for truth and justice. My son Sajjad, be patient. Waladi Sajjad, maintain your patience at all time. As-sabr ya waladi, فإن المصاب كبير. Imam al-Hussein continued, My son Sajjad, convey my salam to all my friends. My Shia, antum ya Shia, yusallimu alaykum abadillah. My son Sajjad, convey my salam to all my friends. my sirah, my muhabbin. When you reach Medina, send Sajjad, do tell them Imam Hussein died for the truth and justice. Tell them, waladi walidi al-Hussein, qutila mazlooman, ajjanan, wahidan, la nasiran lahu wa la mu'ina. Lastly, my son, tell my Shia to remember me whenever they drink water. Fi amanillah, waladi Sajjad. Fi amanillah, waladi Sajjad. Fi amanillah. Imam al-Hussein stepped up to the horse and the women surrounded him to give his blessing before he left. He then heard the call, Akhi, my brother, wait for me. He looked over, it was Lady Zainab. Yes, my dear sister, what did you want to tell me? She went to him. She went to him and embraced his blessed neck and chest, then looked towards Medina and said, فَشَمَّتُ فِي نَحْلَهِ وَقَبَّلَتُ فِي صَدْرِهِ وَنَظَرَتْ إِلَى الْمَدِينَ وَقَالَتْ أُمِّي يَا زَهْرَى لَقَدْ وَصَلَتِ الْأَمَانَةُ. She went to him and embraced his blessed neck and chest, then looked towards Medina and said, my mother, ya Zahra, your trust had been returned, mother. She told Hussein, my mother Fatima with me as she approached them and told me, my daughter Zainab, I trust you with this. When you see your brother Hussein becomes alone, when you see Hussein becomes alone in Karbala, embrace his neck and chest, because this is where the swords, this is where the swords will cut into, and where the horses will step on to. Hussein was taken back by the name of his mother. Do you know how much he missed her at that point? Then Hussein took out the sword and headed towards the enemy, saying, I am Hussein and son of Ali. Death is better than to me than humiliation. Hayhat minnat dillah, everyone. Hayhat minnat dillah. Hayhat minnat dillah. Inna al-da'i ibn al-da'i قد ركز بين الثنتين بين السلة والذلة وهيهات من الذلة وأبرد وهيهات The enemy, oh, that is better than humiliation. The enemy could not fight Hussein one on one. So Umar ibn Sa'd commanded them to attack him all at once, while Hussein was repeating to Allah, we return inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Some of the enemy described Imam Hussein's bravery. chasing them like a lion chases a round sheep. As they cowardly ran away, narration tells us many details about what happens next. When Thiris overtook Hussein, he went to the river to get some water. One of the enemy asked him, "Hussein, you want to drink water? Why are your family was killed thirsty?" Hussein dropped the water from his hand. The enemy began to throw spears at him, shoot at him with arrows, and threw stones at him. As the bleeding from his wounds exhausted him, Mal'oon hit Imam al-Hussein's face with a big stone. As he wiped the blood off, an arrow with three heads struck deep into his chest. Himself on the horse from exhaustion. His horse, the Jannah, felt the pain of his master, leaned gently until the Imam lay on the ground. Umar bin Sa'd then commanded the soldiers to get the precious horse, but the horse kept resisting. When they gave up, he went to Imam Hussein gently, rubbed his head with the Imam's blood as if it wanted to send a message to the women of Bani Hashim, waiting to hear news about the Imam. The horse proceeded back to the camp. When the woman heard outside, when the woman who heard the horse outside, Zainab told Sukaina to go and welcome her father. When Sukaina opened the tent's entrance, she saw the horse covered with blood, and the Imam was not there. أين الفارس المغار؟ أين فارسك؟ They found him on the ground in pain and whispering to Allah, "I am leaving this life to join you. Ilahi, taraktu al-khalqa turan fi hawak wa aytamtu Zainab, she held them and raised her head to the sky. Oh Allah, taqabbal minna hadha al-qurb. great sacrifice from us, Imam al-Hussein. Was quiet so Sayyidah Zainab begged him, by the right of our grandfather Muhammad, by the right of our father Ali. Then when she added, by the right of our mother Fatima, he opened his eyes and said, sister, your words broke my heart. Go back to the tent and protect the children. The army of Yazid had begun to attack the tents of the camp of Imam al-Hussein. When Sayyidah Zainab left and returned to the tents, the enemy came one by one to slaughter Imam Hussein. Every one of them would get terrified and then step back from killing the Imam. Umar bin Sa'd then told his soldiers, find me someone who does not recognize Hussein. Find me someone who does not know Muhammad and Ali, so that they dare and slaughter Hussein. Sallallahu alayhi ya Aba Abdullah. I wish I was there, they would strike me instead of you. Sayyidah Zainab is trying to protect the women and children. She is calling out, Wa Muhammadah, Wa Aliyah. The enemy are pulling me in the camp, are rushing to the camp of the Imam. Her concern is with Hussein. What is happening to my brother Abu Abdullah? She tries to find an elevation so she can see what is happening to the battle, to the on the battlefield. Imagine being in the shoes of Sayyidah Zainab. This is her brother and Imam. She looks for an elevated area and goes on what is now known as Al-Zainabiyah. She goes up there to see وَالشَّمْرُ جَالِسٌ عَلَى
سيعلم الذين ظلموا على محمد
القلمين ينقلبون والعاقبة للمتقين ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. صلى الله عليه وسلم.